king salmon escapement to the Nooshigak River continues to lag behind schedule, and it looks unlikely that there will be any directed commercial openers targeting those kings this month. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
Another 326 kings were counted as escapement on Tuesday, which puts the season total up to 3,363. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. He says the historical curve shows escapement should be about 7,000 to 10,000 kings at this point in the run. Sands reports that kings move into the Nooshigak River in pulses, and he's hoping that some large pulses are coming.
Especially with weather, we would expect to see, big days and then slow days, but we'd like to see a steady baseline too, and our baseline is pretty low right now.
Sand says historically by June the 14th, the king salmon run to the Nooshigak River is 10% complete.
If we're 10% through the run at 3,300 fish, we're only kind of projecting 33,000 fish, which is below what we need. Now, that can change, clearly, and hopefully it will change, but it ain't good.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has a few tools that can be used if the escapement of Nooshigak River kings continues to lag. Sand says the most obvious tool is to not allow any directed commercial fishing openers targeting kings. Sand says the management structure changes from king management to sockeye management once the sockeye escapement to the Wood River hits 100,000 fish.
We would not be able to have any openings until we hit that number. And then we can put a mesh restriction in, a 5.5-inch mesh or smaller. So we certainly intend to do that. As far as subsistence restrictions, we're not looking at that yet. Sport fish would have to take action before we took any action on that.
Last year, the escapement goal of 75,000 king salmon was not achieved for the Nooshigak River, and if things don't pick up this season, that goal could also be in jeopardy. Sand stresses that it appears king runs are lagging across much of Alaska.
It's not just a Nooshigak problem. I don't think it's something that is limited to this. I think it's more of a statewide deal, and I think it's more of a ocean. The issues in the ocean, we're just in a different regime that's not very favorable to our kings, and we're going to have some poor years here, but we had great years in 2005, 2004. We had really strong runs, and just part of the up and down cycle of the fishery.
King escapement is counted at the Nooshigak sonar counting site set up at Portage Creek. That same site counted over 1,000 chum salmon Tuesday, which puts chum escapement at 8,100. Another 1,085 sockeye were counted as escapement on Tuesday, which puts the season total at 3,270. Sands confirms that the counting tower on the Wood River is scheduled to go up on Friday, and counts should begin by Saturday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.